I think that would be pretty exciting now. Especially if you are actually going somewhere that you need to be using the lights and sirens. So that would put a little of pep in your step, I would tend to think. I think that would be pretty fun, though. I didn't know they did anything like that for Lambos and Huracans on the road track. Now, that would be even more fun. Although you'd probably have to kind of get acquainted with the vehicle, I guess, at first, you know, to learn, you know, slippage and that, you know, downshifting, how fast it's going to be. But, yeah, I've always kind of, I like NASCAR, but I've always preferred, like, Indy kind of for the road course more, as far as the deviations of speed, you know, speeding up and slowing down to take hairpin corners, then turning left and right, which I always thought was kind of a little bit more competitive, I guess. But that would probably be, if I were to race anything, I would probably do like Indy or F1, something like that. I think I got two questions for you, Anthony. One of the ones was, I think, when did you get licensed? Because I used to be KC8RVF. I have not heard about KD8RVF, but I'm looking for a KE8RVF, maybe. And I don't think we're up to the KF8 suffixes yet for that. I think the highest one I've heard so far would be FSO, so we're in the F. So just kind of curious, I can kind of grade, I guess, you know, from when I got licensed in July of 2001, to see kind of how long it took for, you know, each of the repetitive cycles to come out. So, yeah, I'd like to know, maybe if you could tell me when you were first licensed. I didn't get the name. Could you fill us in on your name, please? I think it's AV8Y from WARIT.